right, welcome back to the Big Red Hockey Cast. I'm here with my boy Akshay. Akshay, good weekend?
Great weekend, Alex.
A great weekend. Yeah, I'm finally back on the mic after being dead for, 2 weeks, man.
Yeah, me too. I mean, Furman and Smalls did a good job last 2 weeks, though.
I will say, big shout out to them. We're back, well, at least us two are back in person, so, that's cool. Good weekend for the Big Red, too, in hockey, wouldn't you say?
Oh, 100%. We got the weekend sweep, wins both games. Let's start with Friday's game against RPI.
Yeah, so a 6-2 win in Troy versus Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. I know that's a mouthful. So of course we had two goals from Gabby Rude and two goals from Gillis Frechette, and then a goal from Lily Delianidis and McKenna Van Gelder, which would ultimately have us get the victory 6-2. We were actually dead even in shots, 26 apiece. RPI did have a slight edge in faceoffs, but in terms of special teams, I'd say acceptable, wouldn't you say?
Acceptable. I mean, we were 1-for-3, but I think the main thing we should talk about is that goaltending. Brynn Dulac. And net, two goals against only, 24 saves with a .923 save percentage, which I think was
an underperformance. Can't ask anything better.
But after that big win, Cornell winning 6-2, let's talk about Union's game.
Yeah, no. Union. Oh, wait. We should mention that was also the season sweep of RPI. So just to add on to add a little bit of salt to their wounds there. But yeah, no. Saturday's game in Schenectady, a 3-1 victory over the Union Dutchwoman, and I'd say this was a very, very, very good game for all intents and purposes. Who do we have goals from, bud?
Izzy Daniels, KJ, Paige Greco, all three having goals. We won 3-1, but honestly, I want to talk about the statistics. 24 shots compared to Union 17. We almost doubled them in faceoffs, 31-17. And I think something that's really important that Furman from last week, shout out to him, he mentioned that we got to really score goals on that power play.
Yeah.
We did 2-for-3, and we kept Union to 0-for-3.
Two for three, and one of those was a major, by the way. You don't see the spearing penalty handed out too much unless it's really egregious. Carmen Merlot getting kicked out of her senior game. How interesting.
I mean, at least she got a point, but honestly, overall, very dominant performance by the Big Red.
And of course.
And the best part, in my opinion, Tiana Frazier coming back in between the pipes. Only one goal against, 16 saves with a .941 save percentage.
Dude, she had it coming, man. The entire season, I always love to see the goalies come into their own element, find their own game. I know Deanna Frazier did struggle a little bit, towards the middle of the season. She was trying to find her game, then she got injured, and so she was out for a couple games. And for her to come back between the pipes and get such a resounding victory, to have an amazing save percentage, have an amazing game for the Big Red, too, to pick up not only the season sweep but a good victory, I think that's all you can ask of your goalie, and it's good to have her back for sure. But I want to get to this week's Sin Bin because we have a very, very special guest, and it's none other than our own producer, Abby Ruggiero, who's in the Sin Bin this week. I know she's been such a dominant face behind the camera, but it's good to finally get her on the pod this week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, always with the question reviews and really giving us that insider.
Oh, man. And always yelling at me about my jokes. But yeah, no, that's for sure. So let's cut right to it. Sin Bin this week, Abby Ruggiero. All right, welcome back to this edition of the Sin Bin here on the Big Red Hockey Cast, and today we have a very special guest with us. It's our own producer, Abby Ruggiero. How are you doing, Abby?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hanging in there. It's always good to see you again. Good weekend?
Very good weekend.
I'll say. Great weekend for the Big Red, picking up the sweep on the road. So let's talk about Friday's game. We had we came in and we dominated play with a 6-2 victory over the Engineers to complete the season sweep. So, what do you think went right in Troy?
We scored a lot of goals, which we definitely struggled with. We were inconsistent, and I think we finally found our groove. So.
Yeah, I'll definitely say. And, of course, Brynn Dulac was also great in net on Friday with 24 saves and the W. So what has it been like to see all three Big Red goalies come into their, find their game over the course of the season?
It's honestly really exciting to be a part of. They're all some of my closest friends here. I love being part of the goalies. Mm-hmm. Deanna and I came in freshman year together, so I never really got to see her in game mode. You only got to see her in practice. And then Brynn and Bell have come so far, just coming into their own confidence. I'm honestly honored to shoot on them.
Yeah.
In pregame and practice, they should be really proud of themselves. They're doing really well.
No, of course. Of course.
And after that big win on Friday, did Coach have anything specific to say to you guys and the team?
Yes, he said we have a game tomorrow. So put it in the past, learn from your mistakes, and that's
Very, very nice. You guys got the win. Congratulations. On to the next one. I like that. Strictly business, I guess. And then, so I guess, on to Saturday. You know, the Big Red faced a scrappy team in the Union Dutchman. But the team once again came up huge in the offensive department. Two goals from Izzy Daniel and a goal from last week's guest, KJ, to cap off the 3-1 victory. And yet another season sweep. So again, you know, what do you think went right against the Dutchwoman?
We stayed together. I think when games are up and down, I think we just weren't scoring, and we came into the locker room and, you know, you don't point fingers on this team. Mm-hmm. We came together. We were like, this is what we have to do. And we went out there and did it. So I'm really proud.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to talk about that Union game, specifically that spearing penalty handed out. That's not very common, and you saw Union's Carmen Merlot was ejected for it, and that opened the door for you guys to bury two goals on the ensuing power play. So was there any good chirping going on afterward? Like, what was that whole experience like?
I think that was a chirp in itself, because it was her senior night.
Ooh.
So she got ejected. For a second, I did feel bad, but at the same time, that is an awful penalty.
Yeah.
And an awful action. I felt KJ went down.
Mm.
Luckily, she came back into the game, but at the end of the day, that's like, she was so mad.
Mm.
So to watch her walk off, that was,
yeah.
We didn't want to say anything else.
Yeah. It sucks for them, but you guys ruining the senior night. I like it. I like it. And, you know, what did Coach have to say after Saturday's performance? Anything in particular?
He said this was a great preparation going into playoffs, mm-hmm. in which it was. We got to work on different power plays, different PKs, all the lines played. D got a net, which was really nice. So I think it was preparation to get us ready, and we're all ready to go now.
Yeah. And now, what's the deal with the scoops for sweeps? Did you guys just get ice cream after?
So that's our shortest kind of bus ride home.
Ah, okay.
So I think, one, we swept, so I think it was a celebration. But also, so the bus ride was longer because the men were playing, so we don't want to go in while people are flooding out. So
oh, yeah.
It was to break it up a bit.
Yeah, I don't want to. Is that something, do you guys do that, like, whenever you sweep, do you guys have a special treat or no?
No. Only RPI and Union.
Okay.
Is there any like backstory behind that, or is that tradition, or how does that work?
I think it's a tradition because every year we have went so far, I have gotten something from that gas station kind of thing. I feel bad for the workers because 26 plus girls walk in and they have no idea what's coming.
No, that's nice. And I mean, also another amazing performance in net, and, you know, redemption of sorts for Deanna Frazier in her first start back from injury. So, you know, what did that mean for the team to have her back between the pipes?
I think it just meant that we're on the way. Like, it was a positive movement, basically. Mm. I think having her back after having a severe concussion, which that game Lily was also taken out for her shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it was just a momentum bringing us forward.
Yeah. Know. No, no, no. No, that's fair.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, looking back on the regular season as a whole, I mean, for us, a lot of episodes, for you guys, a lot of games. Do you have a favorite game or moment that you have in this regular season for this year?
I would have to go. I know we lost, but Yale was a hard-fought game.
Yeah.
And there was so much passion and emotion into it. That was probably one of my favorite games. Again, like, also, I could say Clarkson, because we beat them 8-1 at the beginning of the season, but Yale so far.
Yeah. I was going to say, I also agree with that. I mean, that goal from Delhi, from Izzy, oh, Jesus. That was a beautiful goal for the season. And then I think definitely, from a fan perspective, the Harvard game here.
Yeah.
Because the fans brought the energy, we showed up. It was awesome. And
I mean, it was a good one for me, too. I got a practice puck before.
You got a practice puck?
Flew out. Nice. So I got a little puck in my room right now, but But yeah, that was a great game. Honestly, the energy was mm-hmm. just amazing.
I think a lot of that energy does come from our fan support, especially students. I know there is a huge difference in men and women's games, and it was amazing that you guys came out because we felt it. And it was when you guys were booing the other team, like, it increased our energy so much. It was just really nice. So thanks for coming out.
No, we love it, of course. You know, I wrote telephone chants for that game, so it was fun. It was
fun. No fish,
unfortunately. I didn't have time to grab any fish. But, you know, and I guess in your career with the Big Red specifically, you know, you've been a contributor both on and off the ice, and that's an understatement to say the least. But now that you're nearing the end of your junior season, you know, what's one thing that you're proud of?
I could start crying because I'm like, I'm leaving soon. But it would be overcoming obstacles that most people don't talk about online.
Mm-hmm.
I do struggle getting ice time.
Mm-hmm.
And you only see a lot of videos of those working hard and getting that ice time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing I've done well is just keep my head up and keep going. Because it's hard. No one really talks about it. So if you're out there listening, you're kind of struggling, it's okay. Like, I realize that it's not just about hockey with life. It's about school and making friendships and doing things like this podcast, which I really find enjoyable. So
yeah,
that's one thing.
I mean, of course, you know, I think one of the things that we've talked about with, you know, different guests, it's not exactly like the... Yeah, the numbers are a good thing, but at the end of the day, you know, so what do you contribute? What do you bring to the table as a person? And, you know, obviously we can't thank you enough for being our producer, but, you know, I guess off of that, you know, what was one thing that, you know, you want to improve on? You have one more year left, you know, what's a good way to go out with a bang?
I really want a goal. Like, that's what I really want to work on. I can score in practice sometimes, depending on if the goalies are focused or not. But I really just want a goal. That's my whole... I told Coach that in my meeting. I said, just get me out there.
No.
Any time of the game, I'll get one.
Does this have to be, like, a top-shelf snipe? Or does it, like... Do greasy goals also count?
It could be greasy.
So, I'm a grinder. Okay. So I'm a greasy player. Not dirty, but I love... getting in front of the net. I love screening that goalie. Those are my kind of goals, tipping and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I can shoot top shelf, but I think it would be more rewarding to get it like scrum in front of the net and I just get it up there.
Yeah.
I mean, both goals add one to the total score. Both types of goals add one to the total score.
I mean, hey, my only goal scored in middle school was a five-hole goal that was, I was trying to pass and just whiffed and it went in the net. But yeah, that was the only goal I ever scored in middle school.
Well, let's talk about your hockey career from the start. Being from Buffalo, what got you into hockey? Because no offense, but I don't think it was the Sabres, unless you're a goalie and following Dominic Hasek.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to throw you guys for a loop. I actually was a goalie until I think about 13 years old.
Whoa, really?
Mm-hmm. I was really good.
It was Hasek.
So I actually was goalie because I have three siblings. We all played hockey.
Oh, you all played hockey?
My older brothers were goalies.
Mm.
So I think we just had that equipment, and my dad was like, it was expensive. Let's get some use out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love chatting. As you guys know, I'm a big talker. And in net, I don't get to talk.
Mm.
So I moved to D.
Okay.
Which really helped because I got to communicate with my teammates better. And then I think around 14, 15, I moved to forward.
I mean, okay, well, I feel like you get to talk as the goalie in my experience, you only get to yell, hey, who's got the cross crease or something like that.
Yeah.
But when I was little, I didn't know what backdoor was.
No, that's fair. Mm. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But my family, more so my dad's side, got me in. We're a very competitive family, so I played softball and hockey.
Mm. Okay.
And I actually credit them to the question prior. That they taught me how to be a great teammate and to stay positive through it all. Like, they're so supportive, the watch game. So I just want to give a shout out to them. Mm-hmm. We're proud to be a member of this family.
And regarding your two older brothers being goalies, did you guys have friendly competition when you were younger? Did they help you out with your goalie skills? And like, how did that all work? How's the old dynamic?
So actually, my brothers, my dad tells this story really well, but they didn't want nothing to do with sports. They are very good at art. And so my sister and I were about 4 or 5 years apart, and that's where I got all my competitive energy from. We would fight, and I just wanted to be better than her, or more so be as good as her. And she was like, get this annoying little brat away from me. Like, oh, I just want to hang out with my friends. And I would always be like, no, let's play this game. So that's where I get, I think, my grittiness from is her, because she's 4'11".
Oh, my goodness.
So she was up against people 5'6", 5'7". So she would have to get in those corners and win those battles. So.
Wow. Yeah, that's really throwing a lot of shade on me, who's 5'6", and I'm like, I'm kind of afraid. But hey, dude, in beer league, I'm playing with like 40-year-olds that are like taller than me. I'm like, ugh.
You know what grittiness is? You're no, in there.
Yeah, you're getting in there, of course. And you know what was it like getting to watch your sister play for the hometown Buffalo Buttes in 2019-2020?
It was exciting because it was a new path set out for women's hockey. But I think I watched her. I enjoyed watching her more in her college. Yeah. She went to Buff State, and she killed it out there. She was always, she's very fast, so just watching her go up and down the ice, and I think when she did get to a higher level, I think she lost a bit of passion for it, because now she's a teacher, so she was also teaching, and I think she just wanted to move on, but I think I saw her in her prime eras at Buff State.
Yeah.
So what was the recruiting experience like for you? Because I know you mentioned you played softball and hockey, so I believe you kind of continued with hockey, and then what was the whole experience like with sticking with hockey and then playing at the collegiate level?
So I was recruited freshman year. That's when I committed.
Okay.
And I had a few other schools looking at me, but I don't know. So this is so cheesy, and I don't know if you guys agree, but I walked onto this campus, and I said, this is where I want to spend my 4 years. It's close to home, Ivy League. And I remember I was at another school doing an interview, and they're like, oh, what other schools are you looking at? And I was like, I love Cornell. I would go there in a heartbeat. And the coach closed his folder of me and was like, I don't think this is the right fit for you. But I had multiple phone calls with all the coaches. And after that one visit, I called him, and he was like, do you want to commit? So I was kind of speaking it into existence.
That's very nice to hear. You know, I mean, that's also kind of my story as well, because my dad went here, and you know, he was in the pep band, and I just remember I went to my first hockey game ever at 6 years old, and I just remember seeing the pep band and being like, man, I want to be like that. Of course, I can't play an instrument to save my life, but you know, I try to contribute in other ways as a fan. You know,
definitely do. People know you on campus as the cowbell.
Yeah, the cowbell works.
It's to an extent.
It's an instrument.
No. I run into people like, oh my god, it's the cowbell guy. Like,
I played cowbell in high school. I was part of the percussion section, and I played cowbell.
Hey.
Yeah, and remember, always more cowbell.
Yeah, we can always use more cowbell, of course.
Do you have a big red mentor? I mean, you're a junior now, but kind of when you came in as a freshman and all that, is there someone who you look up to?
I have three.
Three, okay.
I'm going to start with someone who graduated a while ago. Her name's Maddie Mills. I remember she like sat me down and was like, you just keep going, and that really helped me. I don't know if she knows that. Another person is Taylor Piotrowski. I love her to death. She's also from Buffalo, so we connect on that, but I can text her for anything and she'll be there. And then a person still here is Deanna Frazier.
Oh yeah, Deanna.
She's like my best friend, and she's been a huge help through everything. Like, she has pushed me to be better and just like, hey, add more weight, or come on, shoot at me at practice. So after practice, I should say. So those are my three.
Nice. And then, you know, of course, looking ahead to this weekend, it's the playoffs. You guys are going to face Clarkson on the road. So, you know, how's everyone feeling?
We want another crack at them, because last time they did beat us.
You guys beat them at home, though.
We did beat them at home, but that was early. So now it's early. End of the season. I do not want to hear that horn go off. I don't know if you guys ever been to Clarkson.
Yes.
It is like a train.
It sucks.
And I think that is a big motivation for us not to hear it, because it does give them energy, and we want to really shut that down right away.
Yeah, no. As a member of the faithful who shows up at Clarkson, I do not like that goal horn. Everything about the whole Clarkson fan base just sucks. I'm sorry.
Like, Does Coach play the train sound during practice whenever he's not happy with your performance?
Is he a troll? Like, does he train hard?
Yeah.
What did you guys do? They just
like makes you listen to it if it's not going well.
I don't think he would ever, but maybe Coach Edith. Coach is
the goalie coach. Yeah.
Coach is kind of silent, looking at us with like a disappointed look. We're screwed. We're getting on this line, but I'm kidding. We can't do that. But
no.
He would just give us a Like, if you don't want to be out here, don't be. And then everyone's like, no, we're good. Like, we love it.
How is the team preparing for that matchup? Have you guys switched up the practice regimen or no?
We will not switch it up. We're, I think, a very superstitious team, or more so, like, we're into routine. So we haven't been having practice on Mondays, but we'll do movement in a meeting. So movement is just really stretching and getting to areas that we don't normally stretch. So that's our Monday schedule, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday we'll have practice.
Okay, and is it like do you guys do yoga? I'm actually really curious. This is like kind of a just stretching with the team stretch, and then.
So our wonderful Louise, she is coach's wife in hockey ops. She has helped a numerous amount of us get our posture better and really help our lower backs, because that's where we struggle most of the time as hockey players. So I get, like, I can't explain it. Like, you just have to, like, see it, because we're not doing your typical pull your arm over your chest and stretch it. It's we're on the ground and we're rolling and we're counting our breaths, and it's really relaxing, actually. Seems. So maybe it's kind of like yoga.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I mean, it seems like a decent way to get the team warmed up for sure.
I mean, it's tiring just thinking about it.
I know. Yeah, exactly. And then I guess with that, you know, what are your three keys to winning the ECAC quarterfinals in two games?
Staying together, I think, is a big one, because I think that's where teams will fall apart. My second would be shoot more.
Okay.
And third would be get in front of that net.
Yeah, get in front of the net, score the greasy goals.
That's what I'm talking about. That's, at the end of the day, I think that's where you're going to find the top teams.
Of course.
Yeah, the teams that capitalize on those greasy goals, for sure, because when you blind that goalie, they can't make any saves. And when you get your stick on the puck and redirect it, I think that's really important.
A little bit of puck luck, eh? Yeah. Of course.
Hopefully the hockey gods are on your side.
Yeah. A little bit of puck luck this weekend. Well, thank you so much, Abby, for joining us in the Sin Bin. But you listeners already know what's up next. It's the Slapshot Round right after this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Slapshot Round, where we ask fun but hard-hitting questions, and you answer them as quickly as you can. So, as per tradition, I gotta ask the first question. Are you ready, Abby?
Yes.
Favorite episode you've produced?
I gotta go with Deanna's. She was on Zoom, so I was in the back, and I was laughing hysterically. I just think she's so funny.
Yeah, that was a nice one-on-one Deanna and I had.
Yeah, and then I guess off of that, funniest moment on the podcast.
When Deanna said her go-to food was Cheetos. I've never seen her eat Cheetos, and she says she eats them a lot. I said, I'm always with you, like that. Mm. And also, when I hear food, I'm like, a meal. Like, what would I be like, chicken? She's like, Cheetos. I was like, girl.
Well, no, and then she changed it to hodgepodge, which I don't think was any, like, it's not like a well-known food. But it had heavy cream in it, so I guess it tastes good. If you get to pick, any guest for the episode, who is it?
Anyone in the world. Is that what we're asking? Or, like, at Cornell?
Women's hockey is better.
Yeah, women's hockey.
I honestly would sit down with Louise, Hockey Ops, as I mentioned, because she has so many great stories, and as much as I can talk, she can also talk a lot, so we would probably be here for like 2 to 3 hours.
I think we should make that happen
sometime. Yeah, no,
yeah,
certainly.
I would love it.
No, we have had Coach on before. No, Coach was really nice, so I definitely want to hear some from Louise, definitely for sure. How about any pregame rituals? Do you have any pregame rituals specifically?
I have a routine. Okay. More so when I'm getting dressed, I'll go left to right, but when I'm putting my pants on, I'll put my right foot in and then my left.
Whoa. Okay. It's like, every time without fail, like, left to right?
Yes.
Any reason?
It feels natural. I've been playing for so long.
Okay.
And I don't know, I couldn't do it the opposite way, or I think I would freak out.
Okay.
All right. You mentioned you played Tendi for the beginning years of your hockey career. If given the chance, would you go in net for a practice here at Cornell?
I would suit up, and I honestly think my dad might like kill me, because he would be like, don't get hurt and all this stuff. But I wouldn't, listen, I would suit up, but if Rory went to go take a slap shot, I'm diving out of that net.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I'm not taking any chances.
Unfortunately, the like in the NHL, people can't say, I don't want to take Shea Weber's shot.
Yeah, but they're so used to, I'm not used to blocking Rory's shot.
True, that's
I think
true,
she
that's
has
true.
The hardest shot
yeah.
in the NCAA and some of, I say, you know, in both genders. Like
Yeah. No, you can see those cartoon little, like, like flames behind
the puck.
Yeah,
flames on the puck, of course.
When you're sitting.
Of course. And then, are you a member of Bill's Mafia?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh, 100%.
So you've broken a table.
So I'm going to wait to do that when I graduate, okay. just because okay. I am part of Cornell women's hockey team, so I don't want to take any injury that's not related to hockey.
That's not necessary, yeah.
And I think I'm just going to wait. Yeah. That'd be like a graduation gift to myself.
Yeah, no. Graduation gift to break the table. And then, okay, yeah, off of that question, thoughts on the Bills season overall?
So
that's a tough question. I know.
I was really upset about it. Because, you know, Buffalo was like, we're going. Every single year we say, we're going to Super Bowl. But this year, I honestly felt it. And yeah. we just didn't play the best that we could. I'm talking for them at this point. I like feel like I'm family to them.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping next year we... I know my family, if they're listening to this, like, it's the coaches. The coaches need to get better. But at the end of the day, I think it's all want, so.
Yeah, so it's all want. Well, I mean, hey, you guys are nowhere near as bad as the Dallas Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
Those guys are terrible.
Why number 18?
So, I have always wanted to be number 7 here. I was number 7 ever since I grew up. Going back to my family on the Ruggiero side, my papa, who played sports, was number 7. And so we all honored him wearing it. So when I got here, Caitlin Isaac had 7. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So I picked 1-8, because my dad came up with this. 1-8 is -7, but we're never negative. So it's we're positive. So positive. It's really cheesy. So I also only had 3 options to choose from, and that was the best one.
I like it. No, for sure. And worst driver on the team.
Okay, so I'm glad that I came on here because everyone says me. And yes, did I hit a car in the Wegmans parking lot the other week? Yes. Did I have to call my dad in a panic? Yes. But I do think that Zing would be the worst driver on this team.
Jeez. Well, I mean, no. Hold on. But like, was it like a little love tap, or was it like full on rip the bumper off?
I mean, let me put this in perspective. So there's a woman walking, and I'm parked, like, I can just pull out.
Yeah.
And I drive a big van. We call her Bertha on this team. Like,
Bertha?
She's a big
nice.
Girl.
Yeah. Okay.
My family van, whatever. And there's a car who's also in the middle lane. It was a big truck. So now I'm stressing out because a woman's letting me go, but I'm letting the car go, and there's a lot going on. Very tight.
Ooh.
And the car was parked, yes. So okay. I like, scraped it. I did take pictures. I left a note.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, I cut the turn too tight. No.
Okay. Worst music artist in your opinion?
Actually, might get chirped for this on my team. There's a lot of bad ones.
Okay.
I am a country fan, more folk.
Yes, let's
so
go.
I love Zach Bryan and everything.
Oh, yeah, of course. Zachary Lane Bryan never ceases to
amaze. But
I don't
know if they're the worst. At the moment, I'm just not... I'm annoyed with them.
Okay. It's
because we listen to it a lot. I would go Taylor Swift and Harry Styles.
Okay.
So I'm apologizing to everyone out there. I just, at the moment, I've just overheard.
No. Yeah. That's perfectly fine.
I mean, hot take. I think his album was good, but it wasn't album of the year. So yeah, the Grammys made that mistake.
Worst place you've ever tried to study? Like, have you ever gone someplace, been like it's way too loud in here, like screw this, and then just walked out?
Yes, my living room. Again, I live with 7 girls on this team, and you know, we love to have fun, we love to chat, and if I ever went down to the to the living room, I would close my laptop immediately and just chat. Like, I couldn't do it. So I'm up in my room studying.
One last quick question before we let you go. Have you studied for the mushrooms midterm?
For context, everyone, it's tomorrow.
Yes, so it's tomorrow. So yeah.
I have looked over my notes.
Okay.
I have not memorized anything.
Neither have I. So that makes 2 of us. Hopefully Ashley Messier has done way more studying than us. But no. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know, thank you so much, Abby, for joining us here on the Slapshot Round. Of course, all the best. Thank you so much for being our awesome producer, and best of luck this weekend. Let's go, Big Red.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Timekeeper, how much time is left?
1 minute remaining in the interview. 1 minute.
Well, as per tradition, always a pleasure to hear from number 18, Abby Ruggiero. Big weekend ahead, eh?
Oh yeah, no. I would say, and this was interesting because we weren't sure exactly who our opponent was going to be earlier. It's just been announced we will face Clarkson in a 3-game series on the road for the quarterfinals. So that's going to be in Potsdam. And, you know, I think it should be a good game because versus Clarkson, we have a season split. At home versus Clarkson, we beat them 8-1. And on the road, we lost 2-1. So it's definitely going to be a scrappy matchup, wouldn't you say, Akshay?
100%. I think having that 8-1 victory, 2-1 loss, you kind of have both dynamics in there, even though that 8-1 victory was a lot more demanding and put a lot more of a statement. But I think the main thing we should talk about are the three keys. For me, it's shots on net, screening the tendies, and physical play. You heard Ruggiero say that greasy goals are important. That's what sets the good teams apart from the rest. And I think with the Big Red wanting the key, my opinion, the key for winning in two is really just making sure those goals come and they make sure that they're unreachable.
Yeah. No, of course. Screening the tendy, of course, very important. I think, honestly, what you touched on about the physical play, though, that's going to be really important. I know it's kind of a touchy subject. Body checking's not really allowed, but at the same time, I personally would not be afraid to play physically, especially in the playoffs. This is going to be a very, very interesting series to see. And, you know, we've done very well on the road before, and, you know, we've done well at home too. So, you know, I think that this should be a very, very good series. Although the question I wanted to ask you, if you're coach, who do you start for game one? Who's between the pipes?
I think it's got to be Frazier. That's your main tendy, and the way she played against Union is a very important kind of factor in realizing that. But at the end of the day, it's all up to Coach C.
No, yeah.
He's always there in practice. He's always looking at all the charts and all the video.
Yeah, yeah.
And
stats, video, stuff like that.
And if he wants to kind of put someone who is, air quotes, more experienced because they've played a couple more games towards the end of the regular season, that's completely up to him. But if it was up to me, you got Frazier in.
Yeah.
That's your starting tendy.
No. I was going to say either all three would be equally as capable in my opinion, but I think definitely we should give it to Frazier because I think this is redemption for her, you know, coming back from the concussion and all of that, and so it would be really good to see her to get a playoff victory for the Big Red for sure.
It's momentum 100%, and I mean, if Frazier does get that win on the first game, I would think she continues in net and really makes sure that she stops Clarkson from getting goals past her.
Yeah.
And this is a combination of both the forwards and the defense and the goalies because they want to make sure that they minimize the number of goals.
Oh yeah.
But it's up to the forwards to keep pelting. I mean, Gillis with 130 points on the season. She recently reached 100
in her career. Yeah, 130
points like right now as in her career. But she's just going up.
No. Only up from here. And also, quick special shout out before we end this episode. Happy birthday, Paige Kenyon.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. I don't think we've heard what time these games are at, but they will be in Potsdam. I might actually be in the area, so I probably will be at least one of these games. But, you know, you can always catch it on ESPN Plus.
Well, good luck to you, Alex, for that Magic Mushrooms midterm.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That, which I have not. I studied for it somewhat. But, you know, hey, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. I have Ashley Messier and Abby Ruggiero to help me, you know, cram for this. So, yeah, no, we're probably screwed. But it's okay. Anyways, so that's all from us here for now on the Big Red Hockey Cast. We'll see you next week. Knock on wood, you know. Hey, ciao, ciao for now. Let's go Big Red.